Oh, it's just devastating. It's the most common thing. Christians even will come in and say, look, you know, God wants me to be happy. I need to be happy. You know, this marriage was a mistake. I knew when we were getting married, we shouldn't have done it. I had second thoughts. And now, you know, I just have to get out. Yeah, it's just devastating. And what is the person really saying? He's saying all these sorts of things that sort of make it sound as though, you know, he's trapped and he made a bad decision. And now he's trying to, you know, just make the best of a terrible thing. But the reality is he just wants to quit and he's willing to sacrifice his marriage to pursue his own happiness. It couldn't really be any more selfish in a sense. And yet the person saying it is typically completely unaware because he doesn't see it as a selfish goal. He sees it just as what God wants and desires for him as the greatest good. And I think often he's been very sadly and wrongly influenced by our culture's idea of love, which is really very shallow. And the problem is if you go into marriage with this false ideal of self-actualization, then if you don't get that self-actualization, you've got your built-in excuse to quit. It sounds sort of horrible, I know, but what Christian spouses need to learn to do is to settle for one another and, you know, just kind of accept this reality. And the perfect's the enemy of the good, in a sense, in this, that we're imagining this perfect scenario, which doesn't exist anyway, right? It's not as though the adulteress is going to be wonderful and faithful to you when she wasn't to her first husband. So we have this ideal that we throw away what's good because we're pursuing this fantasy. And it's really disastrous to people, besides being, of course, sinful and placing their souls in danger.